In Minneapolis, I'm Ariana Giles. In The Wolves, the actors don't have names. They have numbers.
I'm Becca Hart. I play number 7, and she is, like, way too cool for school.
Number 7 is a high school soccer player. So are the other girls in the play. And as number 7, Hart thinks the school is favoring the boys' soccer team over the girls.
It's, like, sexist. That's what this is. It's sexist.
Come on. It's just indoor.
Just indoor? We're juniors. This spring is what counts if we want to play college.
I know.
In 2018, The Wolves played to sold-out audiences at the Jungle Theater in Minneapolis. This is Sarah Rasmussen. She's the artistic director.
I remember one of the almost final performances of it. I was in the lobby, and this high school girl came up to me, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I love this play. I'm going to bring 6 of my friends to see it." And I had to tell her, "You can't. We don't have any seats left." And that's kind of when I felt like we should really try to give this another life, because so many people didn't get to see it or want to bring other people to it. And I just think that's really heartening that folks want to hear the voices of young women.
So The Jungle is bringing it back. The Wolves was written by Sarah DeLapp. It takes place on a green soccer field during warmups before the game. The team of teenage girls with very specific personalities always end up having mature and sort of dynamic conversations for their age.
It's definitely running the gamut of things that, you know, that teenagers think about and talk about. And I mean, we definitely have some of the heavier stuff that they're thinking about or learning about in school. And there's a lot in it.
Are you talking about Cambodia?
What if, like, my pad falls out?
That's the stupidest shit.
No, she's right.
Oh my gosh.
That was Rosie Lowe. She played number 8.
Like, I think one of my favorite ones is talking about periods in the Khmer Rouge, like in the same 2 different columns. Like, it's just, that's like totally a thing that happens.
Yeah, some people are having conversations outside of the main conversation. It's funny.
Right. And as an audience, you're hearing both of that happen. So that's kind of just delightful, I think, and
yeah,
very
totally.
Spot on. And I don't know. That's sort of my favorite parts about the topics is how they're so like intimate and then worldly and happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. It's like here we can look up whatever we want.
You still use those?
But like in China, like they don't have Twitter in China.
They're like running around with a diaper or something.
Another thing that happens is the way they fight with each other. I asked Rasmussen about that. To me, just even the way they talk to each other and call each other, you know, names and stuff, like the way they talk, they kind of almost come off with this energy of a wolf, like very brave.
That's definitely true what you're noticing, that it really subverts the idea of teenage girl. I think sometimes we have this maybe very stereotypical cultural idea of, oh, teenage girls are, they're silly or they're shallow, or when they get all together, they just talk about boys. You know, like this play, nobody talks about a boy except for like sort of, you know, tangentially, there's things that come up, but that's not the focus of why they're on stage, what they're doing together.
Lots of players, including number 7, care about the world beyond the soccer pitch. Here's 7 on immigration.
These kids have nowhere to go. Like, no legal status. I mean, they're just gonna be, like, deported back to their families who sent them here so they could, like, have a better life.
Then there's the daily concerns, too. The ones we all see in the mirror.
Ah!
Rosie's character, like, gets the zit on her face.
This zit is so huge. It, like, hurts. You know when they, like, hurt?
Yeah.
I just want to, like, blast it off my face.
And then also these geopolitical things, and both of those things are actually, you know, they are really real and really important. I also think that the playwright does an amazing job in about 90 minutes. These characters really, we see them grow up.
From cubs to wolves, for KFAI, I'm Ariana Giles.